99.7 FM Baraboo, 103.7 FM Reedsburg, AM 740, and streaming live everywhere.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The federal government is closed. Roughly 750,000 federal workers expected to be furloughed without pay. Some potentially fired by the Trump administration. Some things are still open, says ABC's Elizabeth Schulze.
National parks are open for now, but could face staff shortages. The Smithsonian will be open until at least October 6th. And in 1 week, that critical WIC program, which gives nutrition assistance to 7 million low-income women and their children, is set to run out of funding.
President Trump's immigration crackdown and some public health work at the FDA and the Department of Agriculture will continue during the shutdown. Rescuers are using backhoes and sniffer dogs to try to find more survivors in the central Philippines following an earthquake that has left at least 69 people dead. President Trump proposing using American cities as training grounds for U.S. troops. That part of the new Trump administration culture for the military laid out before hundreds of generals this week. This is ABC News.
Now, this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network, I'm Ted Aylin. At the Capitol, a group of Republican lawmakers are once again trying to pass a medical marijuana bill. Assemblyman Pat Snyder and Senators Mary Falskowski and Pat Testin have altered last year's attempt by removing state-based dispensaries and leaving sales to private businesses. A new report finds alcohol-induced deaths in Wisconsin declined since increasing during the COVID pandemic. The Wisconsin Policy Forum report examined deaths defined by the Center for Disease Control as directly attributed to excessive drinking, such as alcohol poisoning and certain liver, neurological, digestive, or other diseases. And your favorite Starbucks location may have closed. Starbucks has closed about 1% of its company-operated North American stores as part of a billion-dollar restructuring plan. At least five are in Wisconsin, in Ashwaubenon, Rothschild, Fox Point, Wauwatosa, and Madison. Ted Aylin, Wisconsin Radio Network News.
Max FM weather brought to you by SSM Health, providing high-quality, compassionate, and personalized care to communities across Wisconsin. SSMHealth.com.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
It is going to be another partly cloudy, warm day today. Our high right around 79 this afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy. We'll drop into the mid to upper 50s. Tomorrow, sunny. A little breezier with a high in the low to mid 80s. Turn your bathroom into something spectacular, interest and payment free for 18 months. Call Bath Planet today, 800-329-4115. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
Your hometown station.
It's time for this hour's keyword to text in our Go for the Green and Gold Multi-State Text to Win contest. Right here on 99.7 Max FM.
Max maximum hits, 99.7 Max FM, or Music Mornings with Dave and Emily. It is our Goal for the Green and Gold multi-state text-to-win contest brought to you by Backroad Baraboo Motors. This hour's keyword is cheer, C-H-E-E-R. You need to text in cheer before 8 o'clock this morning to be entered into our daily prize drawing of $200 cold hard cash and gold jewelry, and to be entered into our grand prize drawing for indoor club-level tickets in Green Bay to see them take on, you know, that other team, purple and gold or purple and whatever color they are. It's just Minnesota. We're going to leave it at that. So text in CHEER, C-H-E-E-R, before 8 o'clock this morning for your chance to win in our multi-state text-to-win contest. Here is Billy Joel. It's still rock and roll to me on Max FM.
What's the matter with the clothes I'm wearing? Can't you tell that your tie's too wide? Maybe I should buy some old tab collars. Welcome back to the age of jive. Where have you been hiding out lately, honey? You can't dress trashy till you spend a lot of money. Everybody's talking about the new sound. Funny, but it's still rock and roll. What's the matter with the car I'm driving? Can't you tell that it's out of style? Should I get a set of white wall tires? Are you gonna cruise the miracle mile? Nowadays you can't be too sentimental. Your best bet's true baby blue continental. Hot funk, cool punk, even if it's old junk, it's still rock and roll.
Maximum hits for the Dells. 99.7 Max FM. It's time for this hour's keyword to text in our Go for the Green and Gold Multi-State Text to Win contest. Right here on 99.7 Max FM.
Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. More music mornings with Dave and Emily. It is our goal for the Green and Gold Multi-State Text to Win contest, brought to you by State Farm Insurance agent Chris Stanton. This hour's keyword in our Multi-State Text to Win contest is cheer. C-H-E-E-R. You need to text that in via the free Civic Media app before 8 o'clock this morning for your chance to win in our daily giveaway of $200 cash and gold jewelry and to be entered into our grand prize drawing for indoor club level tickets to see, you know, Green Bay versus Minnesota in November indoors. It won't be as warm as it is today. Perfect opportunity to see that game. Wait, I can't go see that game. I can't win. What? But you can. Text in cheer, C-H-E-E-R. Before 8 o'clock this morning for your chance to win in our multi-state text-to-win contest. The morning show is brought to you by Handy Harry LLC, makers of happy home with Handy Harry. We have a special guest in studio. It is our monthly conversation with our Baraboo School District Superintendent Steve Considine. Good morning, Steve. How are you doing today, sir?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me back. I must not have scared off too many people last time that you invited me back, so thanks for that.
You bet. No, I don't think you scared anyone off. Right. It's not Halloween yet. You know, it was very interesting as I was driving to work yesterday Monday, and I'm like, wait a minute. It looks like it snowed out here. Didn't snow.
Yeah.
You know?
it's homecoming, right? In fact, if you don't know what's going on in the high school, you know, Monday morning when you wake up and you see the toilet paper around town, you know that's homecoming week in Baraboo.
You definitely do. And let me tell you, they definitely found the toilet paper this year. I was surprised at the amount of TP that's been used so far.
And we're happy that and proud of them that they're only using TP.
Yes. Yeah. We are very happy. And it's been a very good start to homecoming so far. And we're very happy about that. A lot of things are happening this week related to homecoming. So let's talk about those. What is happening this week for homecoming, Steve?
Yeah. So Sunday we kicked off homecoming with our Powder Puff and Powder Buff football and volleyball. So what that is Powder Puff is Sunday at 4:00. And that's where our female students take each other on. So it's freshmen versus juniors and then sophomores versus seniors. They battle and then the winners play, for a championship, which the seniors won. And then they do the same thing with volleyball where they just kind of switch roles where the girls are coaching and the boys are playing. They're collecting points all week. This week through all of our buildings, not just our high school, we have dress up days. I had one of my coffee conversations yesterday, so I saw a few high school teachers in pajamas, and they assured me that the dress up day at the high school was a pajama day.
You have to wear pajamas to work.
Right.
And, you know, they've been waiting for that all year, I bet.
For sure. And then last night is really the Tuesday night of homecoming is really an activities night. And, for all of the sports outside of football, we're in the Badger Large Conference. So we're seeing some opponents that we haven't seen some years and we're doing a really good job. There's some exciting things going on with all our sports program and almost all the programs were in action last night. And then, you know, Friday is our big day. It's our float building day at the high school. And then we have the parade on the square at 3:30. And I always tell people, if you haven't been to a Baraboo homecoming parade, you need to get to the square. It's like a Hallmark video. Right. It's just really the setting with the hopefully that we get a little bit. I know it's going to be warm, but hopefully the leaves start changing colors to get that perfect picture. But that's at 3:30 followed by the football game. And whether you're a fan of football or not, we have an amazing marching band there. You know, there's a halftime show and then it kind of ends with the Saturday night dance for our high school students. But homecoming is a pretty special week in Baraboo because it really is a community event, not just a high school event.
And that's the cool part. Like you said, it's almost like a Hallmark setting when you watch the homecoming parade in downtown Baraboo coming around the square, and it stops right here in front of the Weicker Great Day building in the Max FM studios, and the marching band performs. All the students get involved. I mean, the whole block fills up with kids and the marching band. It's such a great event. If you've not been to it, you got to stop down to see it.
Yeah, and even our school schedule, you know, Wednesdays is normally early release. It's a full day. So for our students that are listening that are not on their way to school, especially the Considine kids, right? It's a full day. And then Friday we have the early release. And so that allows our staff, our students, and everybody to make sure that they get to the square on time to really be a part of that.
And the cool part is we're going to do this we're going to stream this right here from the Weicker Great Day Building in the Max FM studios. You and I were talking offline. I'll have a camera out the window, basically. We're going to live stream this. We'll have a crowd microphone out there as well. Yeah. And we're going to treat this as a full-blown parade this year. That is so cool that we get to partner up with you guys to do that this year.
Yeah, and we really appreciate that. Like I said, you know, we want to... For those people that haven't been here, it really is a cool community event. So I hope whether you're either in person or you're able to stream it at 99.7, try to get some viewing of it.
Yeah, for sure. And it's just, again, starts at 3:30 on Friday afternoon. So that means if you're in downtown Baraboo, there will be some parking restrictions Friday afternoon after 1 o'clock. Mm-hmm. And also, there'll be some traffic restrictions happening on Friday afternoon as well for this. So please be careful if you're out and about for the homecoming parade. Again, 3:30 on Friday. And then the big game versus Holman Friday night, 7 p.m. Now, that game will be a little bit of a longer game, right? Because you have the marching band performing and some other festivities.
Extended halftime, we announced the Spirit Stick. So the Spirit Stick goes to the class that earns points throughout the week, whether it's with their float building, dress-up days, all of our activities and things like that. I'm not, you know, we're not supposed to promote gambling, but if I had money, I think the junior class is pretty strong this year. So, you know, the seniors, you know, usually it's a senior dominated event, but I think the juniors can give them a run for their money this year.
So it almost sounds like, you know, that the seniors need to step it up a little bit this year. Is that what I'm hearing?
I just don't think it's a guaranteed thing. You know, the freshman class we're really impressed with their school spirit so far. So again, our whole building, whether it's staff or students, have been getting into it. And then even the elementary schools, all the elementary schools have their own dress up days. I think it was Beach Day and Neon Day at a lot of our elementary schools yesterday. So even our younger students are getting into it. You know, I was at the middle school yesterday as well, and I walked in and our new middle school principal, Mr. Ewing, was wearing a Hawaiian shirt and shorts, and I was like, I'm happy it's a dress up day.
Yeah, you're like, wait, what day is it again?
Exactly, know? Right?
You know, well, yeah, it's got to be pretty cool to see all of this happen. Now, the homecoming dance takes place this week as well?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and that's what, Saturday night?
Saturday night. So everybody gets dressed up, usually goes to a meal, and then, you know, they end with, the dance in the cafeteria at the high school. Just a really cool event where we do a little bit more with the homecoming court, but that's kind of the culmination of the event. And then, whether it's students or staff, everybody takes a long nap on Sunday.
Yeah, I was going to say Sunday is going to be the day where everyone's sleeping in and just all that wind down from homecoming. Now, when is the homecoming court announced? Because we found out intern Killian is part of homecoming court. That slipped out yesterday.
Yeah, so homecoming court has already been decided. It's voted on by the students.
Yeah.
On Friday at our assembly, so from 7 to 11, that's the first time students can build their floats. No, they can plan before that, but they can't start building. And I think there's been a few times where maybe some have decided to maybe start their trailers a little early or have some adult help. I'm not going to throw anybody under the bus. But from 7 to 11, and then we have the assembly where we announce, you know, we recognize our homecoming court, but also announce our homecoming king and queen. And that is available if parents do want to attend. They can come to the high school. They just have to, you know, get a visitor's pass like that. But it is open. Again, it's one of those cool things. I've had the privilege to be in other districts, but I don't think anybody does homecoming or the homecoming assembly quite like Baraboo High School.
I would agree with you. I've seen a lot of homecoming assemblies, and they go all out for this. Mm-hmm. And the parade, they go all out for this as well.
Yeah.
They put a lot of work into these floats, and there's a lot of pre-planning that goes into, and I think there's some pre-game work that goes on some of these floats as well. Yeah,
they're doing a great job. You know, I was talking to a parent yesterday, and they said, you know, they haven't really done their ordering yet. We're getting a little nervous, and I said, you know, if this was a few years ago before Amazon Prime and next day delivery, we would be in trouble. There'd probably be some phone calls we got to get going. But I said, with Amazon delivery, I think they're going to be okay.
Yeah, I think they will be. And there's plenty of local stores they can go get stuff from as well. I mean, their toilet paper may be a shortage in Baraboo this week, but everything else should still be available.
Absolutely.
Steve, now the plan is you're going to be back with us sometime later on this month. We'll have another community conversation. That's probably more on the serious side besides homecoming, but homecoming is going on this week, so we decided to have you in to talk specifically about homecoming. Is there anything else you want to add before you head on out?
No, I just, like I said, I hope the community knows how much we appreciate their involvement and their support through it. And also just, you know, there's a lot of adults from the staff that put in a lot of time this week to try to make it a good experience. And then, you know, with our students, we're really proud of our students. Whether they're representing us in other towns or in this town, we're proud of the way they act and, you know, represent our school district and our community. So I want to make sure they know that and they keep being safe and responsible outside of school hours.
Yes, most definitely. That's the most important thing. It was a discussion we were talking about in studio, as a matter of fact, in Turnkillian, and now we're having that discussion yesterday as
absolutely,
well.
Absolutely. So
I remember those days. It was a few years ago for me.
Yeah.
Just a few.
But like I said, we're just so thankful for the community, our staff and students, your families. It really is a special week for everybody involved.
It definitely is. We look forward to the homecoming parade. Again, that's going to be Friday afternoon, 3:30 p.m. on the Courthouse Square. And then again, Baraboo versus Holman, Friday night, 7 p.m. That'll be on air right here on 99.7 Max FM, streaming via the free Civic Media app or our website, max.fm. If you want to watch the homecoming parade, the plan is to have that on the 99.7 Max FM Facebook page. And we're working on getting a lineup. We're treating this as a full-blown parade this
year. I love
it.
Yeah.
And we're excited about this. We will have someone announcing the parade as it goes through, and we'll have a little bit of commentary with it. So we are so excited to be part of this and partnering with you. And again, we have an intern from the Baraboo High School here as well. Mm-hmm. This has been such a great partnership to have Killian here. We're excited for him. And you'll hear Killian's voice on air 5 days a week now. He's doing
That's
our
awesome.
Sports report.
Yeah.
And so we will talk probably more internship things and other things when you come back later on this month.
Awesome. I appreciate it.
You bet. We appreciate you being here. Thank you so much, Steve. And of course, if you ever have any questions, you can always text those into us as well. 608-355-9970. Speaking of text, is our Go for the Green and Gold Multi-State Text to Win contest brought to you by Wisconsin Dells Mountain Coaster. This hour's keyword is cheer. C-H-E-E-R. You know, we'll be cheering on the Baraboo football team on Friday night. The morning show is brought to you by Handy Harry LLC, makers of Happy Home with Handy Harry. Here are the Motels, only the lonely on Max FM.
We walked the loneliest mile. We smile without any style. We kiss all together wrong. No intention. We lied about each other's strengths. We live without each other thinking what anyone would do without me and you. It's like I told you, only the lonely can play. So
riding. It's a nice day to start again. Hey, little sister, who is it you're with? Hey, little sister, what's your spicy wish? Hey, little sister, shotgun, oh yeah. Hey, little sister, who's your Superman? Hey, little sister, shotgun. It's a nice day to start again. It's a nice day for a white wedding. It's a nice day to start again.
Time for this hour's keyword to text in our Go for the Green and Gold Multi-State Text to Win contest. Right here on 99.7 Max FM.
Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. More music mornings with Dave and Emily. The morning show is brought to you by Handy Harry LLC. It is our Go for the Green and Gold Multi-State Text to Win contest, brought to you by State Farm Insurance agent Chris Stanton. This hour's keyword to text in is cheer, C-H-E-E-R. Need to text that in before 8 o'clock this morning. Before, 8 o'clock, you got 28 minutes to text in cheer, C-H-E-E-R, for your chance to win in our daily giveaway of $200 cash, gold jewelry, and to be entered into our grand prize drawing for indoor club-level tickets to see Green Bay versus Minnesota in November. So, text in cheer, C-H-E-E-R, now for your chance to win in this hour's giveaway. You can text it in via the free Civic Media app. Look for Max Mouse. Tap on 99.7 Max FM. Tap text and send in cheer, or you can text 608-355-9970 as we celebrate those birthdays and anniversaries at 7:40 a.m. Coming up, a look at local sports, regional sports, and weather on Max FM.
Good morning and welcome to Gavin Brothers Real Estate and Auction Report. Today, we have two online-only real estate auctions. First at 11 a.m. is the Highway 71 Tap House and Eatery online-only auction. It's a bar and restaurant located in Kendall. Above the bar, there are also two apartment buildings. That auction ends today at 11. More details on our website at gavinbros.com. Then today at 1 p.m. is a property at 1088 South Chicago Lane in Friendship, Wisconsin. It's a single-family property located just north of Friendship. More details on that one can also be found on our website. On Thursday, we have the Gary Vanderpool Estate online-only auction ending at 9 a.m. It's located in Wanakee. Gary was an excellent mechanic and has a lot of good mechanics tools, also firearms, sporting goods, and other items. That catalog is open and posted for bidding at GavinBros.com. Remember, if you're thinking of having an auction or buying or selling type of real estate, be certain to get in contact with Gavin Brothers in Reedsburg or Gavin Brothers in Baraboo.
Whatever your needs, from real estate to auctions, large or small, Gavin Brothers Auctioneers and Real Estate of Baraboo and Reedsburg is ready to serve you with professional and courteous service every time, guaranteed. Whether you're thinking about having an auction or purchasing or selling real estate, Gavin Brothers Auctioneers Real Estate is ready to assist you. Contact Gavin Brothers Auctioneers and Real Estate of Baraboo and Reedsburg. Online, go to GavinBros.com or call 524-6416.
Sports is brought to you by Napa Auto Parts of Baraboo.
This is Killian with your Max FM Sports Report. It is Wednesday, so not a whole lot going on. But we do have the Baraboo vs. Holman homecoming game on Friday, while JV2 plays on Thursday and JV plays on Monday. This was Killian with your Max FM Sports Report.
After further review, hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports, the Packers coaching staff, reviewing the tape of Sunday night's game in Dallas, in which Green Bay kicked a field goal with 1 second left, ending in a tie. Matt LaFleur admits that was poor clock management.
Just looking at the clock, I'm like, oh my God, there's going to be no time left. It's a very humbling experience to go through that. It's unacceptable, quite honestly. And there's nothing we can do about it now other than we better learn from it, everybody.
The Packers have the week off before hosting the Bengals Sunday, October 12th. NBA, Bobby Portis says, after meeting with Bucks GM John Horst and coach Doc Rivers, he decided to stay in Milwaukee.
Being able to have that open dialogue, open communication with John, open communication with Doc, it's been a great experience for me being here in Milwaukee. Definitely would have been weird going to another franchise, and so I'm happy I'm here.
That's Bucks forward Bobby Portis with Sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Max FM, Gem City weather.
It is going to be another partly cloudy, warm day today. Our high right around 79 this afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy. We'll drop into the mid to upper 50s. Tomorrow, sunny. A little breezier with a high in the low to mid 80s. Turn your bathroom into something spectacular, interest and payment free for 18 months. Call Bath Planet today, 800-329-4115. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
Continuous hits of the 80s and 90s.
The only station I listen to at work.
Nonstop music.
Rolling all hour on 99.7 Max FM.
Could you whisper in my ear the things you want to feel? I'll give you anything to feel it coming. Do you wake up on your own? Wonder where you are, live with all your faults. I wanna wake up where you are. I won't say anything at all, so why don't you smile? The life you kill. The priest is on the phone. Your father hit the wall. Your mom disowned you. Don't suppose I'll ever know. So me to be a lamb or something I can exchange. I live around here. I wanna wake up where you are. I won't say anything at all. So why don't you smile? Nothing to fall. Oh, man. Put your arms around me. What you feel is what you are. What you are is beautiful. Oh, man. You wanna get married? Run away. Ooh.
It's time for this hour's keyword to text in our Go for the Green and Gold Multi-State Text to Win contest. Right here on 99.7 Max FM.
80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM is our Go for the Green and Gold Multi-State Text to Win contest, brought to you by Backrow Baraboo Motors, State Farm Insurance agent Chris Stanton, and Wisconsin Dells Mountain Coaster. This hour's keyword is cheer. C-H-E-E-R. Text that in via the free Civic Media. Click for Max Miles. Tap on 99.7 Max FM. Smash that text button and text the word cheer. C-H-E-E-R for your chance to win this hour $200 cash and gold jewelry given away every day. And you're entered into our grand prize drawing for tickets to see Green Bay versus Minnesota indoor club level tickets in November. You need to text in cheer. C-H-E-E-R. And don't forget, you can text 608-355-9970. Those birthdays and anniversaries now. Good morning, Emily. How are you doing today?
Good morning, Dave. I'm doing great. Happy Wednesday.
Yes, we're halfway through the week. Where'd this week go?
We sure are. I don't know. But it was almost out the window because, you know, the tech gremlins got me this morning. But that's okay. Sometimes, you know what? When you feel like you're on top of all your technology, you're not. It does some updating for you while you're asleep, and then everything's different when you wake up and turn your computer on. So that was happening, but I think I got through it. You can hear me, okay, and I can hear you, so we are good.
What? Are you there? No, just kidding.
That's not cool, man.
I so gotcha. Not cool.
What? I can't hear you, Dave. What? What?
Yeah.
What?
Can you hear me now? What commercial? Never mind. We can't go down and say that commercial.
Oh, my goodness. You've been awake for 3 more hours than me and had 8 more cups of coffee. That is not fair. No, all good. We are excited about our text to win contest multi-state. As David said, green and gold. Go for the green and gold. This hour's keyword is cheer. C-H-E-E-R. Use your handy-dandy Civic Media app to text in the word cheer this hour to win. We are excited for you to win those prizes, so please do so.
Yep. 3 days left in our multi-state text to win contest today, tomorrow, and Friday. It's going to happen fast, and a lot of things going on this week. Do want to remind everybody, alternate side parking is in effect in Baraboo starting this morning at midnight. So that means tonight at midnight, your car needs to be on the even side of the street, because you don't want that $30 gift on your window the next morning. So, and I know how much tickets are in the city of Baraboo. That's all I'm going to say.
No comment.
Yep. Yep. A few of us may have found those wonderful orange envelopes on our vehicles in the past.
Yeah. You know, that color is so bright and cheery, and it just doesn't bring great news. So I feel like that's a little misleading. But you know what? Again, I said no comment. No more comments, Emily. Zip it.
Yeah. Okay. How's that working out for you?
Well, I've been working on it for many, many, many years, and it's not working at all. So why I'm on the radio. Works out great, actually.
Yeah. Okay. See, you and I are built the same, because when we say no comment, then we just can't starve ourselves, and then we just keep going.
Just keep commenting.
Yes, we just keep doing opposite. It. We're guilty. We're just, yeah. And it is October. I can't believe October 1st already.
I love it.
And let's take a look at our celebrity birthdays.
Let's do it. October 1st feels like a really nice round number. I have a lot of family members that have birthdays in October, so I love October. Although September was quite beautiful this year. I do want to give a shout out to lovely September. But we are in October. October 1st, we are celebrating birthdays today in the celebrity world. Priya Ferguson is 19. Erica on Stranger Things. That was Lucas's little sister. So she is not little sister anymore. She's 19 years old, so that's an adult. Brie Larson is 36. Great actor. Captain Marvel. Also, she was Oscar winner for the movie Room, which is really, really good movie. But if you're going to watch it, get ready. It's a little disturbing. So, of course, I've seen it twice. Also, Journey Smollett-Bell is 39. Black Canary in Margot Robbie's Birds of Prey. She also is in True Blood, Friday Night Lights, and HBO's Lovecraft Country. Also, we have Sarah Drew is 45. Dr. April Kepner on the one and only Grey's Anatomy. And I'm going to say this one just because I love saying this dude's last name. Zach Galifianakis. Galifianakis, that's just a fun word to say, is 56 today.
Yes, star of the Hangover.
Hangover movie. I should have let you do that one. I know how much you love those movies.
Those movies are great.
You can wish him another birthday.
And those, you know, normally when you have a trilogy, the third movie, it's like, wah, wah, wah. No, all three of them, great movies. I mean, We should go just binge watch those today. Just kidding. I actually have work I have to do today. We have to get set up for a parade again.
Right. There's always something going on in Baraboo, even if it's Zach Galifianakis' birthday and you want to just watch The Hangover 3. It's not happening. Maybe later tonight.
Maybe.
Who knows? Who else do you see up there, Dave?
All right. Who else do I see? Cindy Margolis is 60, former of the Price is Right model. Mark McGwire is 62. He broke Roger Maris' home run record, 61, in 1998 with 70 homers while taking some illegal drugs. Ezzie Morris, 63, La Bamba in NYPD Blue. Randy Quaid, 75, Dennis Quaid's brother. See, I was able to keep it on the straight and narrow. It's baseball day today. Rob Caro is 80, Major League Baseball Hall of Famer. And wrapping out our celebrity birthdays, Julie Andrews, 90 years old. Now, we don't normally mention people who have passed, but Jimmy Carter would have celebrated his birthday today. He passed away in 2024. And Tom Bosley would have celebrated a birthday today. He passed away in 2010. He was Howard Cunningham on Happy Days. And Happy Days. That was such a great show. I miss that show. And so, such a great show. So, yes, we celebrate all of our celebrity birthdays today. As a reminder, if you know someone celebrating locally, you can always text those in, 608-355-9970. And speaking of texting, don't forget to text in our keyword of the hour, Emily. And again, that keyword is...
Cheer. Cheer for yourself and win some prizes. C-H-E-E-R. Use your handy dandy Civic Media app. Scroll on down to 99.7 where you see that cute little mouse. Smash the text button and just write in the word cheer. You don't need to capitalize anything. You don't need to say anything else. Just write in the word cheer and we will get your contest entry. Also want to remind everybody out there, the morning show is brought to you by Handy Harry LLC. Make yours a happy home with Handy Harry. I got to say, some projects that, you know, a lot of us during this time of year are like, well, I guess I'll get to that in the spring. We could have actually done those things because the weather's still so nice. We are still going to, if you have a project that's just like a couple of day project, you could probably still get that in because we have a nice weekend. It's Wednesday and we've got 5 days of like beautiful weather in front of us, I think, still in the weather forecast. So you can still knock out a couple things. You can always call Handy Harry and plan ahead. They will come out. They will give you a free estimate. They do travel. So they are just a really cool local company that is just like, they're really just helpful people. We really appreciate them.
We do. And again, get those fall projects lined up now, because before you know it, the other white stuff will be on the ground and it's not toilet paper. So just saying.
Talking about what, enlighten us in case some of us don't get the reference. What's happening out there in Baraboo right now?
It's homecoming week and there's toilet paper everywhere because you know it's homecoming week, and so there's toilet paper everywhere. Mr. Constant and I were talking about that a few minutes ago with they seem to have been very good at what they did with the toilet paper this year. So,
well, speaking of homecoming, we learned a little fun fact yesterday, and that our very own Killian, who I heard his sports report this morning, which went super well. He's fantastic.
He is
on homecoming court. I love that. So he's on court. He may be, what is it, a vote?
It's a vote. The students vote for king and queen. And so,
right, which is so not actually how the monarchy works at all. I love how that you get to vote.
Right. And so
there was no voting back in the day. You just were in the family. But for homecoming court and high school courts, you do get voted in by other students. Unfortunately, Dave was a bit sad because he was wondering if he could cast his vote for Killian. But we'll have to just, you know, it'll just be a fake vote. We vote for Killian on the radio. That's just all we can say.
Yeah, exactly. So, Killian, if you're listening, buddy, good luck. And we'll find out on Friday if he's going to be king, but he'll be part of homecoming court. And so we're really proud of him and everything that he's accomplished so far. So we're so happy to have him here with us. You're going to hear him on the air. He's going to be doing our local sports coverage for us, and we're just excited to have him here. So homecoming week, just such a great week in Baraboo. And again, the homecoming parade will be streamed live on the 99.7 Max FM Facebook page. The homecoming parade starts at 3:30. We'll probably start streaming maybe right around 3:15, 3:20. Our tech guy's got a little bit of work to do today. Actually, he's got a lot of work to do today. So in case you see anything hanging out the window, that's just me getting things ready for Friday. So nothing to be alarmed about. But
don't worry if Dave's hanging out the window. It's part of his job.
We have a lot we have to hook up. As I was talking with Steve Constantine this morning, I'm sitting here thinking, I'm like, Wow, we got a lot of work to do. We really should get that started. Wait, it's Wednesday. We really need to start that this morning. So, yes, that's what I'll be doing after the morning show, is trying to get everything cabled up and everything that is part of that, because there's a lot of tech that goes to putting a parade on. For those that don't know, there's a lot that happens. And our engineering crew is somewhere else this week, working on a project this week. And so I am here to do tech things this week as well. So going to be
well,
fun.
It's a good thing you know what you're doing. I don't know what this radio station would do without you, Dave, because you wear all the hats, sometimes even a wizard hat. Just kidding.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know where that came from. I think
let's not go down that road. One of our listeners has already got the wheels turning now with wizard hats. I can see this one already. So
it's already going down. It's already going down. We already got purple tutus. We didn't get to don those for the fundraiser. But we will. We have them. So the thing is purple is just a great color, and they're rough on costume piece. So who knows? We might be able to throw those on for something else. We are also still getting our hair done purple pretty soon. So I'm excited about that. Just in time for Halloween. It's going to be awesome.
Yeah, we're going to do that mid-October. I actually think I already have a haircut appointment for sometime in mid-October. I really need to check my calendar. And thankfully, the girls at 12 Salon keep me in line for that stuff. So they just auto-schedule me now just to make sure, you know, they keep track of me, because I don't do good at keeping track of myself. So very thankful for them. So, yes, we'll be talking more about that in the weeks to come. And, again, we will be – our plan is broadcast live during the Hope Host. They're going to be doing some events over at their place on October 23rd, and they're going to be doing a donation drive that day. So I'm going to try to get over there that morning with our Max FM remote system as well. So working on a lot of different things going on. As a reminder, you have 8 minutes left to text in our keyword CHEER, C-H-E-E-R, for our multi-state text to win contest, brought to you by State Farm Insurance agent Chris Stanton, Wisconsin Dells Mountain Coaster, and Back Row Baraboo Motors. Text in CHEER, C-H-E-E-R. EER before 8 o'clock this morning for your chance to win this hour. Emily, you're gonna be back with us at 8:10. Further shenanigans ensue.
Very good. Looking forward to it.
More Music Mornings with Dave and Emily. The morning show is brought to you by Handy Harry LLC. Make yours a happy home with Handy Harry.
Deals. Today's big deal of the day. 2 tickets to Macabre 13 reunited, and it feels so cool, at Circus World Museum Friday, October 17th and Saturday, October 18th. Enjoy hilarious Halloween-themed, locally written short plays featuring your favorite creepy characters. The show starts at 7 p.m. and is rated PG-13 for some adult themes. Go to MaxFMBigDeals.com right now and purchase a pair of tickets for just $7. Today only at MaxFM Big Deals.
Oh, turn around. I just saw a garage sale sign. Sound familiar? October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month, and at Reedsburg Area Medical Center, our sign reads, "Schedule your mammogram." Early detection is the best prevention. You can't bargain or put a price tag on your health. Call Medical Imaging at 768-6229 to schedule your mammogram. Reedsburg Area Medical Center, going beyond the expected in breast health.
Fast, reliable, affordable. Most internet services don't give you all three, but U.S. Cellular Home Internet does. A trio in perfect harmony. Fast speeds, a solid network, and just $39.99 a month when bundled with a wireless plan. Built for us.
Terms apply. See cellplus.com for details. And with our fastest 5G Plus plan, get a $200 gift card. Visit Cell Plus, your local authorized agent for U.S. Cellular in Baraboo, the Dells, Reedsburg, and Mauston.
Experience the thrill of racing around one of the highest peaks in the Dells area on the all-new Wisconsin Dells Mountain Coaster. Get ready for breathtaking views and heart-pounding excitement as you experience the beauty of Wisconsin Dells in a whole new way. Or take a star-filled nighttime ride, because the coaster is open from 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. every day. Go to WisconsinDellsMountainCoaster.com today to order tickets and find out more about this unique family fun adventure today. Use promo code MAXFM for 10% off your ride.
Customer Appreciation Days at Oakwood Fruit Farm are happening this Friday through Sunday. Come enjoy a variety of apples for eating or baking, fresh cider, caramel apples, squash, pumpkins, and a bakery stocked with apples, cider, donuts, turnovers, and take-and-bake pies. Every Tuesday, you get 10% off all apple purchases. The Oakwood Fruit Farm team thanks you for your support, and they invite you to celebrate with them during Customer Appreciation Days. They're open 7 days a week, 9 to 5. Just follow the sign south of Ithaca and like them on Facebook.
Oakwood Fruit Farms, that's the one for family fun.
WRPQ Baraboo.
W279 EG Reedsburg.
99.7
Mix FM. It's too hard to sleep. I got the sheets on the floor, nothing on me. And I can't take it no more, it's 100 degrees. I got one foot out the door, where are my keys? Cause I gotta leave, yeah, in the back of the cab. I took the driver head of town, get me the fast. I got your body on my mind, I want it bad. Ooh, just the thought of you gets me so high, so high.
Gets me so.